This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Hard salami's okay, but it's not as good, right? Although, maybe if you're French vanilla, you'd be like hard salami.
You mean the best vanilla?
The fake vanilla.
The real, the delicious
the
vanilla?
The fake vanilla.
The creamy vanilla without sand and dirt in it?
It's Mike Shope.
I like that
sand
one.
Sand and dirt. The beans?
Yeah.
The
yes.
Specks?
Yes.
Are the problem?
It's granular.
The actual what
it,
vanilla is? The absolute worst take you've ever had. Because it's on different levels of offensiveness.
I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
And the Bulldog.
Maybe when you first made the ice cream, they were interested in making it, I don't know, good. And added cream to it to make it creamy, like thus ice cream, not ice sand, ice gravel.
People, what do we even do?
I mean, what are we talking about?
Help.
Police! Help! Police! Help!
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
All right, here we go. Mike Shope and the Bulldog. Let's give Bulldog the blues question. You know?
All right.
Let's see what happens. Yesterday, you were in airports, on planes, traveling, didn't see the lottery, didn't hear, the show didn't work, so weren't plugged in
no.
to what I was doing.
No,
let's
did
say that.
Did manage to watch some playoff hockey and basketball on the airplane, but other than that, I was pretty out of it.
Two people, Zach and Chad DeDominicis, took this question head on and answered it similarly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The St. Louis Blues just had a 96-point regular season, making the playoffs on a tiebreaker over Calgary. So a thrilling, maybe the most exciting hockey season you can have, where it's just really close all the way to the end. That's not really the point.
And their playoff series went double overtime, Game 7.
I know. So they make the playoffs.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to steal your thunder.
They play Winnipeg, yeah. The President's Trophy winner. The Blues were never like anybody's Stanley Cup pick, but you know, good season. You get the Jets, you're an underdog. You take it to 7, you win game 6, you take it to 7, you've got the goalie rattled, you know, perhaps.
Sure.
And you have a 2-goal lead in game 7 with just over 3 minutes to go. Now you can taste it. We're going to win. I mean, what's their win probability at that time? 90-some percent.
It's got to be very high, yeah.
What's their win probability with 2 seconds left, and they have the lead?
Mm-hmm.
But 1.6, Winnipeg ties the game, double overtime. What is overtime like for a Blues fan?
Why do we even have to be doing this?
We had it.
Right? Yes.
And it's two Blues fans sitting together, if you can imagine it. One's like, I can't believe that got away. The other person sort of quietly says, well, we don't have to lose. We could still win this. You know,
right.
The first person wants to punch them. And then late double overtime, Winnipeg wins the game.
Yeah, some, you know, point shot that just threw a maze, right? Just finds its way into the net. Well, that's hockey sometimes.
Joe Corvo.
Sure, right. Works.
Double overtime.
That bounced like three quarters of the way to the net.
Worst goal
that
ever.
Corvo shot bounced.
That was so
terrible.
Sad.
Yeah.
And you're out. You went from, all right, we're in the playoffs, to we got this. 1.6 seconds away to you lost. Would you take that season for the Sabres next year?
Yes.
Okay, 3 for 3. Didn't even think about it or for long.
Yes. Heartbreak and all. Sure.
I hate this answer.
They have to at some point get past the objective being to end the drought. Right. And like, sure, they could turn into a team that is capable of winning rounds like that. They add the right pieces. The goalie gets really hot or lucky. Something happens, whatever. They could get like a lightning strike and have a season where they, they're maybe even kind of a real contender. But come on. That just seems so unlikely. It feels so far away. I would take that season, all of it. Yeah. And I don't know, like, when it's over, like, what am I doing with it? Because I'm not guaranteed just picking up where I left off, of course, going into the next year. But what did I do? I ended the drought, and I gave one of the best teams in the league a real run for it here. All right, maybe I'm not that far from putting together a team here that can really be viewed as a contender. A 105, 110-point team that could be a force.
You ended one drought, but not the, you know, the one that really matters, which is winning. In the playoffs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Where I started here is we're going to need to get past that eventually. But until we get at least that, they squeeze in with 88 points some year or something, sort of like the Blues, although they had more points than that. But, you know, you get the point. Just sort of get in and like, oh, look at that. Florida was very much that 2 years ago.
Well, what happened, though? They went to the finals.
Right.
Like, this stuff isn't linear, you know? Like, It sounds good, but I don't think I want to sign up for a first-round loss of any sort next year. I think really, like, it's not like that's a bad season, but I don't want to buy it. I don't want to just be like, okay, because that's a sign. You're not exactly saying this, but a sign that things are going up, right? I mean, the next year, who knows? That would be the way St. Louis lost. Is think about Buffalo for this. I mean, it would just be unforgettable. It would go on the list. The year you lost with 1 second to go, and then in overtime, it would go on the list. And I don't think these Music City Miracle, Brett Hull, these losses don't include, the memories don't include what your expectations for the season were. Really, right? Like it's more just though, like the years go by and you're there. And that happened.
Right.
And it goes down in history. Chad said to this, I asked him this question and he said, absolutely, I would take it. And I said, really? And he said, yeah, you know, it would sting for a day. I think it would sting forever. I think it would be the kind of loss that would just never be forgotten. And I don't know. I don't want that. I'm saying no to this offer.
Yeah. I'm not saying we'd get over it so quickly. But I think I'm probably with Chad. We went through this with the Bills, and they played one of the most hard to watch from an aesthetic. Just that playoff game was a terrible game. It was a terrible sporting event, and it didn't really matter. Right? I mean, it's just one game, 3 hours, but the drought ending was what that was. And now, you know, we can look back now and look at what's been built here and, you know, react however we choose to rewrite it to how important that was to the overall here, right? But because it kind of started over the next year. I mean, here comes Brandon Bean and it's Josh Allen and it's just a whole different thing. But still, you know, they did get the credibility of getting that playoff drought off their backs. So I need to do that. And it feels like I cannot do anything else until I do that. Great if you can manage to do more than that in a single offseason, but holy cow.
I think that Bill's example works in one way, and that's McDermott. McDermott bought himself credibility, time by doing that. I mean, I've heard him reference it. Like, we ended the drought. That team was not, I'm not meaning to take credit away, but like, they weren't good. The most memorable thing that happened in that year, apart from Tyler Boyd making a play for the Bengals against Baltimore, is Peterman getting just ridiculously trounced in that game against the Chargers. Like, you know, there were other highlights, but it was really just a fluke. And so, right, they changed. I mean, they had Hyde and Poyer on that team, right? They had Trey White as a rookie on that team. They were building it. Milano, even. So that was a good draft. But it was, Allen was sort of like a reset.
Right.
The next year, there was a, it was a bumpy rookie year, and it's after that, I think that's the beginning of the era. It's hard to even sort of remember it right, with McDermott being here with Tyrod Taylor for a playoff team. I don't know. Like, Ruff doesn't need that. It's still a first-round loss, and it's an excruciating one. And to me, like, in hockey, you get in, you can make a run. And St. Louis was almost an example of that. Against the best goalie and against the President's Trophy winner. They'd be a team that you would, you know, when we talk to Paul, you because Paul might say, well, you could get in, but you'd have no chance. And you're like, well, what about the, you could say, what about the Blues? You were a second and a half away from saying, well, what about the Blues?
Right.
In, and there are often those examples.
In hockey, for sure. Yeah,
you mentioned Florida.
You get so much of that once the playoffs get going. It's that, like, oh, I can't even, because you haven't watched hockey that fast all year, really. Maybe you watched the Four Nations face-off and got your taste of it, because that was accelerated. That was what that was. Even, you know, further, because of the overall talent, line over line over line, versus the, you know, the best NHL teams. But it's always, oh, they'd never be able to keep up. Everybody plays faster. It's just more intense. Like, you have no idea what any of these Sabres players on this roster currently would look like playing in the playoffs. But to get there and then have that extra gear, like, that's a part of it. And every player in the NHL is capable of that. With getting, just rising the level of intensity. And
today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You find, wow, I haven't seen them play this fast in a long time. Well, that's because they haven't been in the playoffs.
They might be the kind of team that would be better.
Who knows?
Because of their talent.
Yeah. But I just, you know.
That's something you can hang your hat on, isn't it?
As bittersweet as it would be, I need a week. I need 10 days of this community remembering how awesome that is. And the only way I'm going to get that is to get there again. And so, like, I don't want to – I never want to put my name on, I don't care what happens once they get there. But I'm just about there. I need hockey. Because what you're buying by making the playoffs, of course you're buying the extension of the season. And, you know, hopefully it goes longer than 10 days, right? But you're also buying February, March, and April. It matters. Like, I'm in a race. These games matter for seedings, for road, whatever it is. Like,
getting in.
That's just been so foreign here for so many years where we've there's been the odd year or two where it's been like, oh, they win tonight and get the right result. Like, they could be in a spot when we wake up in the morning. Like, that's happened a time or two. But even that, you're reaching for any sign of there being substance to these games.
That always feels terrible.
Right. But here, you're actually in the right. You're in the spot. You're trying to get second instead of third so you get home ice in that Atlantic Division matchup. Or you're trying to get the top wild card versus the bottom wild, whatever it is. But you're confident you're going to make it. Man, the last 8 weeks of the season are great.
With the Sabres, those examples of, well, you're 7 points out, but if you beat Detroit and Ottawa loses, just feels like you're staring at the phone waiting for her to call and you're just making it worse. You know, didn't we have that this year even? Like, don't do this to me. Don't tell me how many points and magic number. Don't do this to me because I know I'm just going to get hurt. Here's Matt with us. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys. I don't know how you wouldn't take it because the Sabres just keep extending their NHL record of futility. And I don't know what we did as fans to deserve having the number one and number two records of playoff futility in both sports leagues all time. But that would exactly be a way that the Sabres would, or a Buffalo sports team would, end up losing. Because look at how we lose in the playoffs. I don't even think that would make the top 10. In terms of, like, playoff losses for heartbreaking ways to lose. It's in the first round, like, really, whatever. I mean, you look at the Super Bowl losses or, like, no goal or any of those other losses that are, like, Music City Miracle, whatever, they would be way more devastating than losing like that. But, that would just add to the list of ways that Buffalo sports teams lose.
I think you might be understating it a little bit the way you – position that, but largely I agree. I think you get to that point in the season and you've ended this extended drought. How mad are we really for the next 24 hours or 48 hours? I don't know. I'm guessing if the Bills are any kind of precedent, probably not that angry. Like, what a ride. Look at that. Okay. What do we need to do next? Right? The drought is over. We finally cleansed ourselves of that. And I think that's a win for the season. Especially because the series, in the end, years down the road, does it matter that it was game 7 and it was so close and the heartbreak? Like, I don't know. But in the moment, it's going to feel like you gave one of the best teams in the league a really good run for it. And I think I would be feeling optimistic about the future for the first time in, 15 years.
Two things from the caller's takes. The Bills drought is not the longest ever. 25 is that number, mostly pre-Super Bowl era. Washington, and even in the Super Bowl era, New Orleans went 20 years, Arizona longer, also bled into the Super Bowl era. So 17 is not the league record. The Sabres drought is the NHL record. So you're right about that. Losing game 7 that you led with 1.6 seconds to go and then lose in double overtime would not even be in the top 10.
Yeah, see, that's why I said I think he was underselling it.
Give me the top 10. Are the Braves on the list? Give me the top 10. You want to make a top 10? We rank things. The worst, imagine tuning in to hear that. The worst Buffalo losses would be on my top 10. What's the worst Sabres? No goal. Number one, right? No goal.
Yes.
What's second? Carolina?
Yes, I think so.
Caller mentioned first round as a strike against this one. So that's the conference finals, game 7 of the conference finals.
Yeah.
Brad Park?
That's
game 7 overtime,
that's
second
this.
Round.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah.
That's also Kasparaitis. All right, maybe it is another top 10. I don't know. Like, there's a lot of them. I told.
Yeah.
There's a pretty good list. Most cities have a list like this, but they also have wins.
Yeah.
Kasparaitis was game seven, second round.
Yep. You might. And we didn't even get to any of the Bills ones. So
right.
Maybe the caller's right to say wouldn't even crack the top 10.
But a
big part of why would be what you accomplish, the drought. Like if it's a run of five playoff appearances in a row or something, if you're the LA Kings and you just cannot beat the Edmonton Oilers, then no, that is not fulfilling. But if it ends a 14-year playoff drought, yeah, I'm good over here. Thanks.
But I want to say again, think of those examples. What did I do? 1982 is Park. 2006. 2006 is a good example. I'm saying again, I think this is really important to this exercise. How you felt about the drought is like an actual factual thing. How you felt, though, about expectations for those seasons are not relevant. Like, they don't even come to mind, necessarily. You just think about the endings. 2005-06 was not supposed to be, like, a great year, but it turned into one. That's another reason why I would not sign up for this Blues thing, because you just never know what the road can be. And maybe my 96-point season is, like, again, I've got a high-paced team that will, you know, never been to the playoffs before. That's 05-06. No, a lot of those guys had never experienced it. And then they showed up and they were great. And, you know, I played a couple of bad goalies and there I'm in the semis. So who knows?
I can appreciate that point. There's a reason why the 05-06 team, to me, is more sentimental than the 06-07 team. And it's almost 100% because of the expectations.
Mm-hmm.
That 05-06 season did not begin with us thinking they were any kind of a favorite. And by the time the playoffs were on the horizon, it started to feel like maybe they could be. Although there wasn't a ton of people. You thought they could win it when the playoffs were beginning. I still remember sitting in here with you doing some sort of round table going, I like us.
Yeah.
Or something.
I think I was lucky.
But nonetheless. Your frame of mind matters. And now we've been through the drought. And so all I think, like anyone who's answering this question as quickly and as definitively as I and Chad and Zach all did, is simply, like, I've been through this, and now this thing happened. It's impossible for me to not be overjoyed still, even though the result wasn't what I wanted.
If you go back to 2005, now we didn't really spend a lot of time talking about expectations going into that season. Mostly we were mad at hockey.
Right.
They had canceled the previous season and they were going to trick it up and who knows what it was going to be. Are people going to go? Fans were mad. I'm not going back. You know, all the things. I doubt we spent much time on how good will this team be. But if we did, and I had said, hey, Bulldog, do you think, because we were sitting here, what if I told you they would make the playoffs and lose to the Flyers in game seven despite having the lead with 1 second to go? Would you take that? You'd probably say yes.
Yeah.
Because they've been out of bankruptcy and that's progress. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they had a young team. You'd probably say yes. Well, good thing that didn't happen.
Yeah.
They instead lost an excruciating seventh game of the third round. Right.
Isn't that great, everybody? And that was way better.
That was way better because you have,
right?
Well, yes and no. It's better, right?
Right?
It's better because you have that Ottawa series that's just incredible to remember. Yesterday was the anniversary of game one, I think. Well, it includes an excruciating defeat, which, you know, those are part of sports life, but I think it's kind of fun to think about. Part of it is thinking about them actually in the postseason. That's good.
That's fun to get lost into. I like the question a lot.
All right.
So thank you for presenting it to me. Although I did not hear anything about BB King or Buddy Guy.
No, you didn't. No blues music was referenced.
Yeah, until now.
But, you know, the blues are when you lose.
Yeah.
Blues are a good name for a team.
I guess that's why they call it the Blues.
I guess that's why they call them the Blues.
I should be fired.
Anybody else want it? Would anybody else say no? I'm the only one. 803-0550, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. Paul Hamilton at 6. This is WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.